We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And good morning, everybody. If it's March, it must mean madness. Last second shots bolstering the Shockers in New Orleans. K-State kissing the Wildcats, celebrating a co-championship in the Big 12, and the rest of college basketball falling in line. A very exciting time of the year. Here's Shane Dennis rolling in after his trip out to Lubbock. I trust you got back in good shape and are all the better for it.
Depends on your definition of good shape.
Yeah, I would imagine it probably does.
Sure. It rained like hell about half of the way home, so that was kind of...
that's no fun.
Yeah, not problematic, but just kind of nerve-wracking, but... Yeah, we got back in the middle of the night. It's spring break for the kids, so what do they care, you know?
Right.
And they got a 14-game homestand to look forward to, so good for them. It's been a rugged first 14 games for those guys.
They showed at least a couple of signs of competitiveness. I guess if you're looking for a grain of sand on a beach, maybe that's the thing that you take away from it. I don't know. Maybe that's unnecessary because it's trying to find sunshine in a dark place. I don't know. But it appeared at least that it, you know, they were competitive up to certain points in these games. But,
well, and that's what Todd was talking about during our pregame chats. And he'll talk about it on the he's got a coach's show tonight that we'll preview in a little bit. But and I'm sure he'll bring it up too. That's the difference between – competing with a College World Series caliber team for six innings versus nine innings.
Yes.
Teams that go to the College World Series grind you down and eventually pull away from you in the ninth, you know, between the first and the ninth, whenever that happens to be.
Sure.
Game one was 1-1 after 4.5. So halfway through the game, it was 1-1. Game two, I think it was 6-1 in the sixth or something like that. No. Game two, Wichita State was actually up 10-9 after the top of the fifth or the top of the sixth. They came back from like two different four-run deficits.
Right.
And so that's the kind of competitive stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yesterday was different.
Yesterday's different.
It got out the gate quick, right. And Sunday games kind of do sometimes. Just as an aside, I'm not convinced that Texas Tech didn't have Wichita State's pitches. I have a feeling that the way you can tell the way they swing the bat, and by they, I mean the bad guys, you can tell by not only the way they swing the bat, but the way they take, something's up. And I think something was up this weekend. That's certainly
really?
Not. That, yeah, I do. That's certainly not to take anything away from Texas Tech, which I happen to think
is the cream
of the Big 12 and probably will go to the College World Series or at least have a damn good chance to do it because they're loaded. But I think they had a little something-something going.
A little help somewhere along the way.
They scored 42 runs in three games for crying out loud. I know they're good, but anyway. But that now Wichita, it lightens up a little for Wichita State starting tomorrow night, hopefully. Against Oral Roberts, and they don't have to leave. They don't have to pack again until April, so that's good.
All right, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Let's see what these next 14 deliver. In the meantime, the Shockers win on a last-second three-pointer by Dexter Dennis, who had been on the stat sheet anyway, virtually nothing up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos for Greg Marshall, who I thought afterwards, and I think Taylor Eldridge put it out there, the confidence that he has in a player, and you know this, but the confidence that he has in a player is generated through practice, not through what he's done through the course of a game.
Good point.
And that's hard for some people to grasp sometimes, but you know, remember, these guys see these players behind closed doors a hell of a lot more than they see them in game situations.
And they get to look in their eyes, too.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They understand confidence level. Yeah. They understand willingness to take the chance, to take the shot, the desire to take the shot. And my God, that was just about as pure and true a shot as you could have made. And the Shockers, after Shane and Dennis clamored for warning signs late last week, they were heated.
Mm-hmm.
And Tulane played a pretty darn good basketball game, and the Shockers had to get out of there with a last-second shot, but they did get out of there with a last-second shot, and the trail continues. And this team is playing pretty solid basketball, headed to Memphis, where they should beat East Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Shane, have a pretty good shot, and I don't know what the numbers would be, 40-60, 45-55, I don't know what it would be, but I think would have a pretty good shot just simply because their guards are so much better now than the last time that they played Temple. So this is house money time for Wichita State. You're basically in the NIT. Just go have some fun and play and see what happens.
First of all, that Tulane game, they played and play in a gym. It's not an arena. Let's be frank. It's a gym. The announced attendance was 1,500.
It might have been 15.
And
but
probably 50-50 when you're talking about who was there rooting on who. And so what did the Green Wave do? They come out and shoot 55% in the second half, make 14 of 15 free throws. They have a kid named Caleb Daniels score 31 points in one half and make a 4-25 team, an 0-17 team look like Cincinnati against Wichita State.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Now I don't know of all the dynamics to go into this, whether the players and or Greg would actually, you know, broach this question, but the lack of energy in that gym, plus a seemingly going nowhere team. That it's impossible for the coaches to brainwash the players into, hey, this is just another game. You got to go out and execute just like you would if we got, you know, if there's a ranked team in front of us.
Well, you know, that was the message.
It had to have been, but still, Tulane was on their head for most of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean they were down 9 at half, and you thought, okay, you got your foot on their throat. It's almost over. Just if not necessarily end it by going on a 9-0 run, just trade baskets with them here in the next couple of minutes and keep it 9-11, and that'll be that. Well, sure enough, Tulane outscored Wichita State 27-9 over the first 10 minutes, and was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Like Freddy Krueger. I mean, had a chance to kill him.
Yep.
And couldn't do it. But then Wichita State, to its credit, ended up scoring 36 points over the last 10-17.
Yeah, that was impressive.
It was. And then that second
really
half,
impressive.
As it turned out to be, damn, this is pretty high-level offensive basketball. And
it was.
The Daniels kid made 3 free throws for a 2-point lead with a minute and a half-ish. And then McDuffie immediately tied it. I got thoughts on McDuffie here in a second, too. And then after Tulane turned it over, WSU got Echenique an and one. Set gave him a 3-point lead with 52 seconds left. And it's like, all right, just guard and rebound, and we'll get out of here. Well, Daniels had another 3-point play with 33 seconds left. It's like, all right, well, Wichita State's at least got the ball back, and, you know, we can – either win it or go to OT, which isn't ideal, but it's better than the alternative. And then there was a scrum after a shot by Haynes Jones, and with 0.5 of a second, it was awarded to Wichita State. And for the people that say that Greg Marshall is not a good X's and O's guys coming out of bounds, good luck finding a better looking play than that one, because they had two guys cutting to the basket and Dennis coming off what looked like a staggered screen off of those cuts, got a clean look, and just about as good a shot as you could possibly heave up there in half a second.
Yeah, and for a guy moving when he caught the ball.
Yeah, and Torres hit him. I think it was Ricky Torres that hit him in stride.
It was, yep.
And he just splashed it in, and Wichita State sneaks out of there with a W. So you've got Samaje Haynes-Jones, who has been maligned by many. He led them in scoring. He took the most amount of shots, even more than McDuffie. Jamarius Burton shot it more than McDuffie did. And they both got into double figures. McDuffie chipped in. He had 14 points, 4 assists, 2 steals. Didn't rebound much. And didn't shoot much. So I guess to his credit, didn't force it. But got points from everybody that played. All 10 people that played scored. And they got out of there. And I don't know if going into the American, there's any one particular thing you can say about how Wichita State is going about winning games. But if there was ever a nameless, faceless team at this point, and I mean this with all due respect, and I'm with all, respect to the team play that they have, I'm not sure how you gear up for Wichita State anymore. Used to be McDuffie. And it still is to some degree, but to be willing to throw it to Dexter Dennis, who was 0-for-4 from the field, in front of 80 family members and friends, when he was 0-for-4, who had 4 more fouls than he did points to that point, and trust him to shoot the last shot, this is kind of a formless team. Let's go make a play. Let's go do it. You're all old enough and experienced enough now. I don't care if your academic standing says you're a freshman or whatever. Let's just go do what it takes to get it done. And they did that against Tulane, team that they were superior to. But there was a time in the second half they were down 9-10 points, Wichita State was. In a building where they had to create their own energy. So
it's growth and maturity. This team has, and look, we're talking about a 17-13 basketball team, but we're talking about a team that's won 8 of its last 10, clearly playing its best basketball of the season. And I wouldn't say that Greg probably wouldn't say that it was that the Tulane effort was one of the best that they've had lately, but it was a winning effort. And when you stop to consider where this season was, 7 games into the opening of conference, and how much many teams might have been on the precipice at that point, right? I mean, really, when you stop to think, you're 4 games under 500, you're 5 games under 500 at the start of the conference, you're young, you're not used to this, you're dealing with the type of adversity, that most, I'm sure, have never dealt with before. Even the leaders on the basketball team, the Marcus McDuffie and the Samaje Haynes-Jones, they haven't even dealt with this kind of stuff. They've been in a program that has won lots of games. And so you have this team facing, and I don't want to get overly dramatic about it, but facing a real crossroads about, hey, which way are we going to go? And a coaching staff wondering probably to some degree, hey, which way are we going to go? And the answers were found somewhere in the practice facility up there. You keep grinding. You keep working on things. You keep hoping that the light goes off and that young players start to understand why you do certain things. And then you connect the dots a little bit, and good things start to happen. Then all of a sudden, good begats good instead of bad begatting bad. And somewhere along the way, they turned the corner. And games that they were finding ways to lose suddenly became games that they could win. We're in a little bit more competitive situation. We're not turning the ball over, 21 times, which was the difference in the game against Temple. Wichita State should have beaten Temple at home. Lost an 84-81 game because they turned it over 21 times. You can't win big-time Division I college basketball games at home, or anywhere, turning it over 21 times. So the worm started to turn, and incrementally, this team started taking nice steps forward. And then really, Shane, at the end of the day, and I was thinking about this working out this weekend and watching unending college basketball, and thank God for it. My God, this weekend was just one game after the other that was so much fun to watch. And you know, we'll get into that in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I'm sitting there thinking about really at this team may have taken a route that was different to the one that we thought, but at the end of the day, they got to 17, and I'm pretty sure that before the season, we were talking about 17, 18, maybe 19, 10 and 8.
Boy, I thought that maybe was 11, maybe even a little pie in the sky, that many.
It might, yeah, that's right. That might be a little bit, you know, optimistic, mm-hmm. but there they ended up. They ended up bringing the ship home and docking it at that gate. So, and like you just said, and I realize it's not the NCAA tournament, and it's a different set of goals that you're looking for now. But you're pretty encouraged going into the postseason. Yeah, that NCAA, they're not going to win the tournament because Houston's in this conference, and God, what a basketball team they are. We'll get into them in just a minute and their performance at Cincinnati. But you are hopeful and encouraged and want to see this team play more.
Yes.
I think that's the biggest takeaway is, doesn't the fan base want to see this team play a little bit more? I do.
And to go back to your very beginning point on your rant right there, the growth that Wichita State has gone through, that's the third game-winning buzzer beater for them in the last 5 weeks. Haynes Jones had two of them, and Dennis had one. And not that any one game comes down to a final shot, but in those particular games, I know you can go back and dissect a bunch of different plays in those buzzer-beating wins where Wichita State, it could have gone south for them, could have went the other way, but it didn't. And Wichita State sews up the sixth seed, and they will play ECU again. The AAC tournament timeline kind of goes like this. Today at noon, the all-conference and all-freshman teams will be announced. At noon tomorrow, you got the Defensive Player of the Year, the Most Improved, the Sixth Man, and the Sportsmanship Awards. Wednesday, the day of travel for Wichita State, you'll have the Player of the Year, Coach of the Year, and Freshman of the Year. And then, of course, Thursday will be basketball. Shockers will play the last game of that day. By the way, it doesn't have anything to do with what Wichita State did to the American to piss them off to play at 9 o'clock. If you didn't want to play at 9 o'clock, you shouldn't have been the 6 or the 11. Okay, they didn't have anything to do with that. So
it's just the way it
is,
right?
Get that conspiracy theory out of your head if that was there. They'll play ECU around 9 o'clock. And then if they win, they play Temple. I'm not exactly sure about that matchup. I had UCF in my head most of the rest of the last part of the regular season, and I thought, I'll take that. I'll have to think about Temple for a while. I don't know. But they ended up with the 3 seed.
I like Temple's guards are so salty, and Shiz Alston is such a hell of just a tough. They're just a – Temple is just a tough-minded – exactly what you would expect, team from Philadelphia, right?
Right.
I mean, they've got Philly written all over them. And, I mean, there's no brotherly love. They're just tough as hell, and that's how they play. And they've got really good guards. That's not a game Wichita State would be favored in. But having said that, I think Wichita State's guards have made, from a group, as we call it in the NFL, a room. Isn't that their biggest level of improvement from a position standpoint? Isn't their guard play?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I think it is.
With apologies to the three-headed monster and the pivot, those guys all made some strides too, especially considering Echenique, it looked like, it was like, what are we going to get from him after he crumpled to the floor at VCU or whenever that was? So, yeah, it was kind of neck and neck between the guards and the post players, but the guards were just so inexperienced. and frankly not much of a threat offensively. Now they all are.
Sure.
So anyway, we'll get to what's on tap. Yeah. Show just getting started. It's brought to you by Side Pockets, where the Monday lunch special is BLT sandwich or quarter pound cheeseburger, both served with fries for just $5.95 today. And a reminder, kind of, Bruce, too, that Greg Marshall didn't forget how to coach. I know that some would say over the last 10 years, because of his upperclassmen, seemed like he had multiple upperclassmen they could really rely on over the years, and had to coach a little bit more, I guess, this year with all the freshmen and newcomers, and had to play psychologist and all that stuff. He didn't forget how to coach. And he righted the ship after they started 1-6. All right.
No, in fact, quite the opposite. Dude can really coach. It's fun to watch him do it. And I'll bet you, dollars to donuts with Truth Serum, this has been a really enjoyable season for him. For that reason, the teaching of the game is just at a high level. So, anyway. All right.
Big 12 goes to K-State and Texas Tech. They get a share. Dean Wade, questionable for the Big 12 tournament. And where does KU stand now? What do we think of KU again? Let's have a little Big 12 talk when we come back. Sports Daily on a Monday with Shane and Bruce.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.